you go, whatever you do, I want you to know I'm following you.
That scratchy old song is the start of Christabel, a new four-part miniseries written by Dennis Potter. Potter's the guy who wrote Pennies from Heaven and The Singing Detective, two astoundingly original dramas that used old music as an essential ingredient. Christabel, despite starting out with a period song, is much more straightforward than Potter's more surrealistic work. That's because Christabel, which begins this weekend on Masterpiece Theater, is an adaptation. Potter based his teleplay on The Past Is Myself, an autobiography by Christabel Beelenberg. Against her family's wishes, this young English debutante married a German lawyer in 1934, moved to Germany with him, and had two children. Then the Nazi movement began to rise, and Christabel ultimately found herself living in one country but rooting for another, and struggling so that her family's love, and her family itself, would survive the war. Christabel is a very emotional and personal war story, and Potter is great at adapting other writers' works. He wrote the adaptations for the movie Gorky Park and the TV miniseries Tender is the Night and The Mayor of Casterbridge. Christabel also packs a punch, though, because of the woman playing the title role. She's a young actress named Elizabeth Hurley, making her TV debut in very impressive fashion. She brings life to every scene, including this one, where friends bring her to a farmhouse to meet an American flyer who was downed over German airspace. The American is played by Dennis Christopher, star of the movie Breaking Away.
I've been walking. Ooh, walking. 2 days, nights maybe.
Now, your only chance of getting clean away would be to get into Switzerland. But you'd have to cross the Rhine.
What's that, ma'am?
A river. It's a river.
Another miniseries beginning this weekend is HBO's Glory Glory, which is directed by Lindsay Anderson and stars Richard Thomas, Ellen Green, and James Whitmore. It's a satire on TV evangelists, and the plot involves a dying TV ministry saved by a charismatic punk rocker who's played by Green. Unfortunately, most of the satire isn't up to Anderson's high standards. After all, he directed If and Oh Lucky Man. By contrast, most of Glory Glory seems much too tame and not nearly funny enough. There are some good moments, though, as when Whitmore explains to Thomas the divine inspiration that brought the ministry into the big leagues of organized religion.
Oh, I had a dream years ago after I'd been with your daddy a few years, and the Lord spoke to me. And he said, Lester, why have you not encouraged Reverend Dan to take full advantage of the federal tax code? And I said, well, I have, Lord. I got that file, tax-exempt status under Section 501C. And he said, as a church? I said, no, Reverend Dan don't have no association with an established church. He said, it don't matter none, Lester. As a church, your active income will also be exempt from the restrictions under 511A and B.
Because HBO repeats its program several times per month, you can catch Glory Glory later by watching for it in the listings. This Sunday, stick with PBS and Christabel. Anderson's Glory Glory has more music, but Potter's Christabel has more substance.